There's been plenty of activity this week at Winter Park. The bye week is over, and the Purple are back to business and looking to keep their winning ways going.
Exciting time for us, getting a chance to get back on the field following our bye week, playing a very good opponent, Carolina Panthers. The fact that it's an NFC game puts a little bit of extra meaning on it for us. We're going to be in front of our fans at Mall America Field, so we're excited about that. Feels good to be home, so we're looking forward to this ball game.
Coming off a big victory 2 weeks ago over the Steelers in London gives the Vikings momentum as they prepare for the Panthers Sunday at Mall of America Field.
Yeah, we have a 12-week season now, you know, and you know, I thought Coach Ferrier's done a good job since we come out the bye, is really trying to focus everybody to just be 1-0. You know, we can't worry about what everybody else in the league is doing. We can't worry about, you know, where we sit. We have a lot of football left. We just got to try to win one. So we need to go out and we need to play well, and we need to get a victory in front of our home crowd and really create that momentum back.
And a new face has joined the team as the Vikings made a signing this week and brought in veteran quarterback Josh Freeman to add to the offense.
Talking with different GMs and different teams, and everybody's got what they think I'm going to want to hear. And you know, Rick Spielman, Coach Frazier, they basically said, hey, it's a perfect football environment. You know, you have a chance that, I mean, I can't promise you anything, but I can promise you have a chance to come in and, you know, get better at football and have no distractions, just focus on football and, you know, and do it around great people. And that's something that, you know, all around really, really intrigued me.
Been very impressed in my short time with his knowledge of the game, the way he conducts himself. Has some real strong qualities that you look for in a quarterback. So, you know, anxious to continue to get to know him a little bit and just watch him in our environment. But he's been impressive.
Helping the Vikings' cause in landing the 25-year-old was having the NFL's MVP in the backfield. Peterson's presence and focus for defenses each Sunday is a welcome sight for any quarterback.
You know, he's a great player. And obviously, his record speaks for itself, his reputation. But, you know, I think more so than that, you know, you see all the stuff he does in the community. I think he's an unbelievable human being as well as a great football player.
The 25-year-old has had plenty of success in his 5 seasons with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, throwing for over 13,000 yards, 80 touchdowns, and being named a Pro Bowl quarterback in 2010. He comes to Minnesota to contribute in any way and do whatever it takes to help bring the Vikings wins.
You know, I like to say that I have a nice balance. You know, I throw the deep ball well. You know, I'm a guy that plays the game with passion, but yet at the same time, when the heat gets turned up, can keep a level head. And a guy that just loves to go out and prepare, compete, and win.